I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets to remember the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. Militants are calling for the ouster of coalition forces. This type of militant Islamic activities created problems for Christians there. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
With the rise of militant Islam, which was kept somewhat under control by Saddam Hussein, Christians in Iraq now have come under fire far more. And in fact, a good percentage of the Christian population now have actually emigrated and left the country.
Many are now in Jordan and Syria. Funding is needed to help them. Next, the Makua are the largest ethnic group in northern Mozambique. For them, scriptures and audio would be a great evangelistic tool. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why the Nationals took ownership of a scripture recording project.
The whole process of them learning to identify the readers, to do the actual recording, to clean up the recording, to make it presentable so that it can be, in this case, transferred to audio cassettes and later on to digital players, is a real significant step for these believers.
And for Haiti with Love is in the process of raising $2,000 to buy a new tool. It's a diesel truck that's more durable, doesn't flood out in high water, and more economical in Haiti. The agency's last utility truck couldn't survive the terrain and finally broke down for good. Mobility is important for the team as they have to move supplies from the headquarters to various ministry sites. For Haiti's evangelistic work is tied with their reputation for meeting the physical needs of the hurting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.